little thing going.
Yep.
Now it's going. All right. Good evening and welcome to the January 11th, 2022 Jericho Township Board of Trustees meeting. I open this meeting and call to order. Anita, I was going to ask you to hand out December 27th meeting minutes, but being that there's only one other trustee who can approve that, if you want to hand it out, I think we'll table it for next month for approval.
Okay. So. I'll give you your copies for now, and I'll make a stack for Scott. Here's the one with the attachments.
Next month we'll be able to approve them when Scott returns, so since I was not present at that meeting.
Understood.
Yep. Anita, if you want to just go into finishing up 2021, we'll go from there.
Okay. That being said, we probably should say that Scott Widmer is absent.
Yes, excused yes. Absence.
Excused absence, yeah.
Thank you, Anita.
Here is the bank reconciliation from December 31st of 21.
Good.
I move to approve the bank reconciliation from December as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Have one payroll voucher to be signed.
So far, we haven't had to do a lot of plowing over time.
Kevin's getting kind of worried.
He's got a lot of salt.
is it all building up for one long month?
Yeah, that's true.
I have the updated asset listing. Do we want that in 2021? Or
no, 2022.
Okay, we'll save that.
We approved that in 22.
Okay.
In the last 2 years it was.
Okay. That's all I have.
Monthly reports that will be finalized here next month or the month.
Yeah, the preliminary were passed out last meeting, and I think you got your copy.
I did get my copy, thank you.
And they are not finalized as of yet.
And we have all the bills finished paying that we could for 2027 December 27th meeting. You finished everything that you needed to for 2021?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have some tonight, but those were received since then.
Okay. Good deal. So there's nothing else that needs to be done. I move to close Jericho Township Business Year 2021. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. And we close the 2021 year.
Okay. Then, that being said, I would like to open the floor to nominations for president for 2022.
Good deal. We've had discussion amongst ourselves a little bit, and Scott has agreed to take the presidency for 2022. He does have some prior commitments here the first part of the year, but I think he would make a good president for us and be good leadership, and I appreciate him taking over and taking a turn at the president board or seat. What about you, Tom?
Yes, I would agree with, I'm assuming that's your nomination.
That is my nomination.
Is that your motion? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I agree with you. I have also talked with Scott, and he was willing to serve as board president this year, and so I will second John's nomination of Scott Widmer for board president.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. All right, motion carries. Since Scott's not here tonight.
You can continue.
I can continue, okay, because I do have a few more things.
Well, the vice president too.
Yeah. Are there any nominations for vice president?
I just had a funny thought that we should nominate each other and have a stalemate, but.
I want to nominate Tom.
Okay, I got that. John, you moved to approve Tom Gregory?
I so moved.
Do I have a second?
I will second his nomination.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Motion carried. Thank you. Now, can I turn it over to you as vice president to
yes.
run the rest of the meeting?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I do have more financial stuff, so whenever you're ready for that.
Okay, so again, I guess that John has already opened the meeting officially for January 11th, 2022. So at that point, I will turn it back over to our fiscal officer for reports to begin the business in 2022.
Okay. Should we do this stuff before executive session?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right, I have purchase orders to be approved and signed. And since it's the first of the year, they are large lists, so I printed off the list of them.
Wow, yeah. Both lists here?
Here.
For each of us, or is this?
That's one for each of you.
Okay, okay. Thank goodness.
I have another copy for Scott here. But here they are, if anybody wants to see them. We can sign them at the end once they're approved.
So dollar amounts that were, are the purchase order dollar amounts the on this sheet, or they're just on there?
They're on both.
They're on both, okay.
Yes.
So like the Melway paving one is the, we're gonna approve
yes,
that whole amount.
That will be the amount
okay.
that's on the one in
okay.
there, yeah.
The Kittredon Fire Department, that will be, is that one of two payments for the year?
It might be, yes. These
okay.
are not full, but they're also, they were. I was limited to the temporary appropriations that are in there.
Got it.
So until the budget is fully in there.
Yep, right. Yep.
So yes, there will be additional purchase orders that end up having to be.
Throughout the year.
Throughout the year,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
The blanket purchase orders at the beginning are ones that are just used for ones that don't have their own individual purchase order.
Okay.
So.
They don't have a specific vendor.
Right.
Okay. So you have 1 through 11 for BC Super, and then you have 1 through 41 for POs.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, John. I don't need to look through these if the list is... describes what we have here on the individual purchase
right,
orders.
Perfectly fine.
There are regular ones, but then there were some then and now ones because some of the bills that came in that last week after our last meeting and before what are these dated, January 4th?
Okay.
Those that were done before then, I had to create a then and now for. So that's why at the end you'll see some then and now, and those would be specific to the bills we're paying tonight.
Okay, so how do we approve, do we have to approve these in three batches? The blanket, the regular ones, and the then and nows, or?
That's how we did it a year ago.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We did three batches.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Are these resolutions?
No, just motions.
Okay. All right. I will make a motion that we approve purchase orders 1-2022 through 11-2022. These are blanket purchase orders. I don't have a total on those. Unless I add those up in my head, do I need to state a total?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I will attach this sheet to the minutes.
Okay.
I second that.
All right. All in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. That motion is carried. All right. I also move that we approve, and help me, Anita, with what I would call these instead of blanket purchase orders.
Regular purchase orders.
Okay. I move that we approve regular purchase orders numbered 1-2022 through, getting there,
30.
Is that the cutoff?
Mm-hmm.
30-2022.
I'll second that.
And John seconds. All in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. And that motion carries. And then finally, I move that we approve then and now purchase orders, starting with 31-2022 through 41-2022. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, no. And that motion carries as well. And we will sign these purchase orders after the at the end of the meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. I have the Clippy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't steal the pen.
stay organized.
Yeah. Okay, that being said, that leads us to the payment listing for bills to be paid tonight. Oops, I'll keep one of those for Scott.
I'm good.
Okay, I move that we approve the payment listing for January 2022 in the amount of $3,951.25.
I'll second that.
John seconds. All in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, no. And the payment listing is approved. We will sign those checks at the end of the meeting.
Okay. And then this is a fund balance after those bills have been paid tonight. So this is just kind of a FYI for your information.
Do you think we'll continue to see incremental growth in the general fund this year? Or are we, you know, we talked about this at an earlier meeting, John, as far as, is there a level that we get to where, like, yeah, we really don't want to be carrying that much in the general fund. I mean, it's good to have a cushion, but
absolutely.
I don't know if there's a level that we, again, okay, we're kind of fiscally healthy here, and let's look at, you know, could we put some to, you know, like capital improvements or or something like that.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we get to a certain level and then we start finding projects that we need to do. I shouldn't say start finding. Look at the old portion of the township garage, the paint starting to peel off of it. I think painting that garage, you can use some general fund money for that as well.
Yeah.
We have our cemetery, which we started to work on. I think there's more work that can be done out there. I know there is some headstones that are still over. Kevin has some ideas about, you know, going out there, digging some dirt up, and then putting gravel and some grindings down, so, you know, if there is a burial, that there's a place for some people to park and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I think we have a few projects that we can start with and work with the general fund.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, this is the people's money here, and, you know, we want to make sure that it's being used for their use. I don't know if prior to our administration or previous administrations, if there was a, you know, a general fund balance that the township used to be comfortable with. I know what it was when we started a couple
wasn't
years
very
ago.
High.
Yeah.
I think it was $8,000.
I think it was four when I
what,
started.
Four, okay, yeah.
2018 so, it was four.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah. I think I'm just mentioning that so the public knows that we're mindful of, yes, we want to, again, be fiscally responsible, but fiscally solvent as well.
Yes.
With the general fund. So.
And I think we probably need to look at the fire and rescue here this month. You know, it's at $38,000. Some of that money is left over, and I think we need to figure out where we're going to have a comfortable zone at for Oroville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And disperse the rest of it to KVFD and East Wayne. So, just something to consider.
The other thing you could do with the general fund before we do anything else is pay off the training monies to East Wayne.
True.
I know that was a 5 or 10.
10 year.
That was a 10 year.
Yeah.
Which we're already ahead schedule, but I think it's great just to get it paid off.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that too. I think let's talk about that when the three of us are here.
Yep.
At some point.
I agree.
Okay.
Anything else, Anita?
I would have this asset listing if you want to look at that. I've updated it for what you gave me.
Okay.
That's possible that there are things that need to come off. And I'm sorry, it's so tiny. He also updates like the salt and the cinders and the limestone, and I don't think I got that from Kevin as to what those balances were as of the end of the year, which probably should update those too. So this is a preliminary.
This is going to sound really petty, but when I looked on here and I saw folding chairs, conference table, and chairs. So we have two chairs in that garage, in that office garage that need to go to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Those red ones?
Yes.
Not only are they going to fall over, but they're filthy dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be bad for us to have, and I'm not talking about spending a lot of money, but when we have a meeting over there, it would be nice for all four of us to have a chair to sit in.
Yes.
As opposed to just a folding chair. So I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, grabbing a couple $100 or $75 chairs from Staples sometime. Those are in that office anyway. So as far as like, well, we don't need extra chairs to take up space, but those are in that office anyway. We might as well put two better chairs in there. I'm okay with the lifetime tables for our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. But
yeah.
That's just one thing that pops into my mind when I see that.
I think there, as Kevin, if you haven't noticed, there's pallet racking going up. And he's starting to clean house, he's starting to organize now that he has that pallet racking, which you know, that's now on our inventory listing. He has been making, he has a dumpster at home, he's been taking the trash home and dumping it.
Okay.
So I thought before we purchase some things,
mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're okay with it, I will look into a dumpster, seeing if we can do like a once a month dumping on a dumpster.
Yeah.
To have at the township garage, that way as he's cleaning he can throw stuff away and
sure
we'll take care of it. So
yeah, I
you're good with it. I'll look into that. Yeah, next month.
Actually, we brought a dumpster in. Everything he wants to get rid of might go in one dumpster. You never know.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, just a, like a normal small little box dumpster that, you know, maybe we can get a price for pickup as we need.
Good idea.
As far as the asset listing goes, I think it's pretty well accurate.
Other than the stone, those are old numbers? As of last year.
Do we need to take any official action on the listers just for?
I don't think so, probably maybe, I mean, because it's not finalized yet though. Should we wait till it's completely finalized?
I think we can approve it tonight and then keep working on it.
Okay.
As he's, throughout the year, he's been throwing things away and rearranging things. I think we'll, it's just gonna be on.
Has he ever had a copy of this?
Yes, a long time ago.
Because he should receive an updated copy, because if there's things on here that we no longer have, we need to take them off.
I think we approve it tonight because it's pretty well close. Like as far as with cinder, salt, and limestone, he's always said that he's always close to that.
Okay.
Some years maybe a little bit more, some years a little bit less, but for the most part, it's pretty well right on.
Okay.
I think we just approve it and then we just work on it and change it as the year goes on and he finds things to throw away or things that we add, so. I'll make a motion to approve the asset listing as we reviewed.
Okay, I will second it. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. And the asset listing is approved.
Do you have an extra copy or a copy we can email Kevin?
He can take mine. Or I'll make a new one. Actually, just take Scott's. Okay. Again, I apologize for the size. It's pretty small.
All right.
I believe that is all I have.
Okay.
Good deal.
Next item on our agenda is that we consider moving into executive session for a discussion on employees' compensation for 2022. Do I have a motion?
That needs to be a roll call.
A roll call.
After, I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yes, that after you have the motion.
Okay.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay.
And it is 7:23.
John?
Yes.
Scott is not here. Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're way to pause.